go to the phones. He coached the Lady Thunderbirds last year. Now he's coaching the East boys. Rusty Horsley joining us here on the program. Rusty, the Lady T-Birds have not missed a beat either. I'm sure you've been keeping tabs of them. They're playing awfully well too, right?
Yeah, they are. They're a great group of kids. They have a lot of really good pieces on that team. They have some good shooters, some really good post play, and a lot of hard workers. You know, and this kid to put a lot of hard work in over the years, and Coach Wessling and his staff has done a great job with them. And, of course, they're just doing great.
Yeah, was there any doubt whenever Eric took the job? I know he's been a longtime assistant that he would kind of continue that tradition that you and the coaches before you've set of having that quality basketball and that tough basketball you've been playing?
No, no doubt at all. He'd been an assistant for a long time, and he's helped me out tremendously for years, and I knew he'd probably do a better job than I ever thought of doing. So I think the girls are in a great place, and he's doing a great job.
Talking to Rusty Horsley. All right, listen, we've talked to you a number of times about how great a place that is, and they've done some upgrades. But, man, I'm expecting packed house. I mean, I think it's going to be an incredible atmosphere because, like I said, you've got four really, really good teams. And, on a Friday night, I don't know about you, but I think this. I'm as excited for these Central East games as I have been in a long time.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fun games, every team in there is really good team, like you said, and being all, I think every team is ranked. So, and the way it is anymore, everybody plays so much basketball and all the kids play so much basketball. When you have four really good teams like that, it's kind of fun to sit down and watch and just see how they play and see the differences in them. And it's neat for our city, to be able to do that right here in the town.
Been doing, your games all year and seeing the improvements, especially on the defensive end. When your guys decide to buckle down, especially like I saw in the South game, and play defense the way they do, they're a tough beat. Have you been impressed with the way they've kind of come along as a defensive team since the first of the year?
Yeah, I think, this summer and we were a little concerned, but what a great group of kids. They've been working really hard, I think defensively we've come a long way. We still got a long ways to go, that's for sure, but, I mean, I'm really proud of all the kids. I think, communication-wise, if we could improve that a little bit, I think. But as far as effort and just hard work and kind of gritty tough, I think it really improved there.
In all honesty, do they like playing the hard up-tempo, pressure defense just so they can turn it into offense and get some alley-oops and dunks? Is that why you see that going as well?
I'm not sure. I know they do like to dunk when they get the opportunity. But I think that does help. And I think they're pretty tough kids, so I think they just really like getting after it a little bit. And I do think they like being able to run and get the ball up the floor and kind of play loose instead of, we're going to run this set now and do this and that. But I know they like to do that part of it. And they've been doing a good job of turning, defense into offense lately.
Do you guys have set play? Because you guys did a few alley-oops, and I've seen some highlights of some. Are those set plays that you guys have drawn up specifically to get some alley-oops and get crowd energy and stuff like that?
Yeah, those are set plays that the kids have gotten good at, and we've been able to do a few of those. But that's been a tough adjustment, too, because with the girls' program, they had been running all this stuff for a long, long time, and so they knew it all by the time they even got to high school. And with the boys, they haven't ran a lot of this, and they're used to boys games really different to where they're used to running and just playing and five out and things like that. But they're getting better and better at running set plays, and we're going to have to continue to do that because, like you'll see in the game tomorrow night, it's going to get close where we may not score for a 2 or 3 minute period, and we have to be able to rely on a set to get us some points when we need them.
So you bring that up. Did you bring basically your coaching philosophies from, coaching the East girls over to the boys? Are you, if somebody really studied and watched, are you running a lot of the same things?
Oh, yeah, we're running a lot of the same things. And, of course, we've incorporated a few other things, but it's still a lot of the same stuff.
You know, one guy that's impressed me for you guys this year in the way that he's just kind of elevated his game from, you know, playing, you know, a little bit here and there last year to playing quite a bit and contributing for you guys is Chance Allmiller. You know, what ways, you know, has he kind of emerged as a guy that you can count on this year?
Well, he does all the little things that you can ask. Like, if there's a ball on the floor, he's going to go get it. He's a really tough kid. He's really tough mentally, too. So, you know, he's going to be able to, and he's a great passer. So his ball fakes are unreal too. So he just, his all around game is really good. Like, if you look, always look at the stats after the game, and he's always got color in every stat: assists, steals, blocks, rebounds, points. You know, and he's getting some points that we weren't really counting on either. I didn't, you know, he's not shooting the three tremendously well, but he could do that in practice too. So he's just one of those kids that, you know, he's a great kid that, he'll do anything you say, too. He's just an awesome kid, but he's just a really tough, hustling type kid.
I mean, we've seen Eric Oliver and his ability to score for, you know, the last several years. Have you coached a kid that has shown that ability to score and get to the basket or shoot mid-range jumper or whatever, have the all-around game that he's had and just – Have you coached a guy like that before?
No, I never have. I mean, the kid is unreal. Sometimes it's just fun to sit back and watch him. You know, where I'm most proud of him, though, is he's always been able to shoot, but he's really improved his perimeter game, too. He shoots the three extremely well this year, too. But the things that I'm really impressed with him is defensively, he's really picked it up. I mean, he's getting a lot of touches on the ball. He's getting a lot of steals and also rebounding. Yeah. I had no idea he was that good a rebounder, but he gets a lot of rebounds for us. So he's another one like Chance where it's just surprising after the game you see all the stuff that he's done. Plus he scores 21, and it's so smooth that you think it's four, you know.
You've been able to incorporate Graydon Buell in a little bit each game for the last few games. How has that transition been? Because, you know, the numbers he put up last year at Rock Springs, I know he's coming off of an injury, but the talent is there. How has that transition been for you guys as a team, kind of incorporating him into what you want to do?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's just coming along and making great progress. He's getting frustrated because he's not the same player he was last year, but so he's just got to keep in mind, you know, that his injury, he shouldn't even be back, really. I mean, he's just an extremely tough kid that's worked really hard to get back. But I think, you know, his progress, I thought against South, he looked pretty darn good. And he's one thing about him, you know, I thought he was a great scorer last year, but I had no idea how good a passer he is. He throws some really good passes. And he's very intelligent on the floor. You know, he's a coach's son, so... you know, he's really, really smart, and he's a good leader on the floor. So, you know, whenever we can get him back full throttle, that's going to be a great, great jump start for our team.
So Central in there, and listen, you know this. Anytime you've got 6'11", I mean, that you can't really coach 6'11". The guy and Lawson is very talented. Is there a lot of focus in on him, or can you afford to really surround him and focus with what they've got elsewhere?
Well, they got a really good, solid team. They got some really good shooters that surround him, too. And so it's hard to limit his touches because, you know, he's so big and he does such a good job of getting open. I'm really impressed watching him on film how he gets himself open, too, and how he works to get open. And then you surround him with some really good shooters outside. You can't really double down, can't really dig down, you know, so that it makes it tough. That's why they're a really good team.
So what kind of challenges does that present you guys as a defense? I know that's kind of what you're focused on right there. When you go up against 6'11", what challenges for you guys does that pose to you guys?
Well, we got to really try and limit his touches wherever he gets them, and we don't want him to get it down low. So, you know, we'll do some different things defensively to where hopefully, you know, we confront him with one kid and put a kid behind him, or we put a kid behind him, straight behind him when he's up high, and then we bring another kid around back. So there'll be a couple different things that we'll have to do, and we'll have to do those effectively because, like you said, he's a really talented kid, and he passes really well.
It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow with East Central Boys and Girls. It'll be at Story Gym beginning at 5:30 with the girls' game. Boys' game will follow. Rusty, we'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
There you go, Rusty Horse.